Let's make a triangle. This is how we warm up when we have three quarterbacks.
Didn't even have anybody block me, so I was able to get to him in time.
When you're able to get your hands on the ball, man, it's just a surreal feeling.
Dog pound, welcome to Inside the Cleveland Browns, the Halloween edition, yeah. And I'm the Intercontinental Champion of the World, the Macho Man Randy Savage, joined as always by, wait a second, that's not Sarah Carnes, that's Baby Hawk. Yeah, nice touchdown last week, Hawk.
That's what I'm talking about. What do you think? Am I ready to play?
Ooh, yeah, you look ready to play like a champion, yeah.
Well, it was a very interesting Sunday that resulted in a win, but it left some people unsatisfied.
Not the Macho Man.
Not me, though. Mm-mm. A win is a win. Let's take a look.
We are underway from First Energy Stadium. Listen to the crowd right now. They bobble the snap all the way back. Matt Shaw picks it up. He throws long and deep for Rivera. It's picked off. Gibson's got it at the 30. He's at the 50, and they finally drag him down. Gibson does it again. McFadden runs. He's open. 25, 20, and the ball spin out. And Joe Hayden's got it out to the 49-yard line. Throws. It's caught. Hawkins, touchdown. They give the ball to Tate. He's going in for a touchdown. And we are getting ready in Cleveland for a Victory Monday, friends.
Just like at WrestleMania 4, yeah, when I was supposed to beat Ted DiBiase, I did and became the champion. The Browns were supposed to beat the Raiders, and that's exactly what they did. They were macho men, yeah.
Yeah, they sure were. Wow, these helmets are harder to take off than I thought they would be. Well, one of my favorite parts about the game was the Ohio State marching band. The halftime show was my favorite to date, and I'd love them to come back every week.
They definitely were macho. Yeah, the best damn band in the land. But an even better part of the game, a more macho man, a champion, yeah, was Paul Kruger. 3 sacks. A new ICB member, Macho Matt Wilhelm, talked to Kruger about his career-high game and how this defense, yeah, is laying the elbow down for the 1-2-3, yeah.
Matt Wilhelm here with defensive star of yesterday's football game, Paul Kruger. 5 tackles, 3 sacks, forced fumble. Paul, talk to us about the Oakland Raiders, the challenge that it was with Derek Carr, and how the defense played and just really rose to the occasion.
Well, it's a good day anytime you get a win, you know, especially in the dog pound like that. And that's a lot better team than their record tells you. They have a lot of talented guys all over the map. And I think it starts with the quarterback, Derek Carr, and he's one of those guys that can make all the throws, very athletic and quick, and he's got a lot of talented guys around him. So it was a big challenge for us, and we knew we were going to have to show up to get it done.
Sure, and I want to talk about your day in particular. Again, as I said, 3 sacks, 5 tackles, forced fumble.
Here's Carr, play action fake with a blitz coming. Carr going to get hit. He's going down. Kruger got him.
Walk me through, you know, the mindset of Jim O'Neill's play call, understanding the opportunity that you had personally to have such a great day.
You know, if you go through the game defensively, there were so many calls that were just, you know, really putting guys in great positions. And for me, you know, had a couple wins just around the edge, and the first one was able to get to him just around the edge, and just had a chop move, and luckily he still had the ball in his hands and was able to get him down. And down on the, I guess it would be the southwest goal line, Coach O'Neill just had a great call and full slide away from me. The guy held the ball. I didn't even have anybody block me, so it was just a great call. I was able to get to him in time.
He's back to pass. Blitzer coming. Kruger hit him. There's a loose ball on the field.
What is the biggest difference from last year's defense? And I know it frustrated you all offseason, it really motivated you this season to have the season that you've had thus far. What is the biggest difference from last year to this year with Coach Jim O'Neill?
You know, there's a lot of carryover, a lot of similarities, but I think a few of the biggest differences are we've been keeping very simple game plans, and it's allowing guys to really, you know, figure out their own game and make plays against guys one-on-one. And then, you know, he's been really blitzing at the ideal times, and that's really created some fun scenarios for us, like we saw yesterday, guys coming free on blitzes and really just creating havoc all around.
Ooh, yeah, Paul Kruger's got a lot of fun knocking down those quarterbacks. Yeah, I think if he was a wrestler, he could have been an Intercontinental Champion too, yeah.
Oh, I think you're right. This week, we asked you to vote for your Dog of the Week, a prize awarded to one Browns player that fans were waving their 100% dog pound flags for. It was between Paul Kruger and his three sacks, his quarterback smackdowns, and Joe Hayden for his momentum-changing fumble recovery. With his ICB debut, here is Browns reporter Kevin Jones with the winner.
What's up, Dog Pound? You voted for Dog of the Week, and here he is, Joe Hayden. His 34-yard fumble recovery changed the momentum of the game. Congrats, Joe.
Thank you, man.
Dog of the Week. Take us back down to the field. What happened on that recovery?
Honestly, it was Dante Whitner, man. He did a great job, you know, coming downhill. That's what he does, making big plays, big hits. And I was in the right place at the right time, man. Just was happy to be there.
What's your message to the Dog Pound this week? Big game against the Buccaneers. What do you want them to bring out next Sunday?
Man, just keep bringing all that noise, man, because we definitely drive on how loud they get, and they definitely help us out in messing up the checks and the calls for the offenses. So, just keep that noise going.
Ooh, yeah, congratulations, Joe. Very well deserved, although you're lucky the Macho Man wasn't eligible. Yeah, now we'll be right back with more ICB. Sarah, go deep, yeah! Good now, yeah.
Coming up next, the NFL's leader with five interceptions, safety Tashaun Gibson.
I always joke, man, it seemed like just the whole world just slows down.
Mingo gets blitzed.
My favorite Halloween costume growing up was,
And the players get in the Halloween spirit.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. Yeah, Tashaun Gibson, five interceptions. Yeah, playing like a macho man. Had another one against the Raiders. And he sat down to talk with us and talk teamwork and what the general coach Benton has brought to this team. Yeah.
I always joke, man, it seemed like just the whole world just slows down once, you know, you just get the ball in your hands, you know. Being a defensive back, being a defensive player, you primarily don't get the touch the ball, you know. Couple pass break up here, but when you're able to get your hands on the ball, man, it's just a surreal feeling.
Breeze takes the snap. Back to pass. He got hit as he throws. It's up high, and it's picked off. Gibson's got it at the 50, at the 40, at the 30, at the 20. He is gone. Touchdown to Tashaun Gibson.
It felt like just everything slowed down that game when I got that pick six. And anytime you get your hands on a ball as a defensive back, I mean, we pride ourselves on. You want to get as many interceptions as you can. So try to put the offense in the best situation as possible. So I think that's what we're all striving for. We want to be the best secondary in the National Football League. So it's just like when a ball in the air, we look at it as our ball. And I definitely feel like I'm a ball hawk. And every time I see the ball, I want to get the ball. So it's an exciting feeling. It's pretty cool, man. It never gets old, I can tell you that.
And it is picked off. The Browns get it again at the 30-yard line. By golly, he's got his second of the game. It's Tashaun Gibson.
I mean, everybody can see that this team, this organization, that something just clicked. When you look at, man, just the fire and just the desire that this team, it's the willingness. It's the confidence that these guys just show on the field, walking around. You know, it's just an aura about the Cleveland Browns. We don't want to say, hey, this is the same old Browns. And I think that's what Coach Pett came in here, and that was the main thing. He definitely brought that confidence. You know, when you have the general, the leader of this team, Coach Pett, you know, he had that aura about himself when he walked in the room. You know, not a man of many words, don't smile a lot, but he get the job done. And I can respect a guy like that. And it makes me want to follow his lead. And the other 52 guys on the team definitely want to follow his lead. And I think that shows that we trust in Coach Pett and his philosophies, and it's going out there and it's working. And I think that's why we're having success.
He got hit as he threw. Ball up in the air. It's going to be picked off. Gibson's got it. Tashaun Gibson did it.
I truly tell a lot of guys, you know, I had the opportunity to speak to a lot of the undrafted guys this year, but like I told them last year, my message will be to them for every year that, you know, just be consistent, you know, and definitely you got to stay humble and understand that your role and your position. I think that every guy can come here and think they're going to get the same treatment as a Joe Hayden, you know, because it's unrealistic. You got to come in here from the ground up. And I think that we have so many undrafted guys who made the squad this year, and it's impactful this year because for the simple fact that they came in and they earned their stripes. You know, they didn't come in here with the attitude that, you know, they thought they was better than where they were drafted or not drafted per se. They came here and they worked for it. And I think that that's when it makes you want to strive harder. And I think that any time that you give an opportunity to even be able to be in a further your career in the National Football League, take advantage of every opportunity and never make the same mistakes twice. And that was one of the biggest things that I tried to pride myself on, man. And, you know, everything else you leave in God's hand.
He throws long and deep for Rivera. It's picked off. Gibson's got it at the 30, to the middle of the field, at the 35, he's to the 40, he's to the 45, he's to the 50, and they finally drag him down. Gibson does it again.
You know, anytime that you can come back home into the, in front of the home crowd is definitely huge. I think that our home crowd has been second to none in the National Football League. Anytime we have the support, I think the fans are rising high. And, you know, you just want to feed off that momentum, feed off that energy that they're going to bring, the first energy. No team, and like I say, as cliche as it may sound, it's any given Sunday. Any given team can beat you no matter the record, no matter the outcome. And I think that you can't come in here and take any team lightly. I think every team got guys who can make plays, and that's what in the National Football League for, they wouldn't be here. So definitely have a great deal of respect for those guys. You know, it's a storied franchise, as we all know. So, I mean, they got good guys. They got good players that can go on any other team and make plays and be impact players. So we want to definitely don't want to look ahead. Definitely want to come out with our best game, put our best game forward. And anytime, like I said, you could come here and play in front of the Dog Pound, man. It's crazy. And the atmosphere is crazy. Once we get the thing rolling, you know, like Pittsburgh seen firsthand, it could get pretty crazy here.
Ooh, yeah, when you make those interceptions, the crowd gets loud. It's like Tashaun's got his hand on the volume control at First Energy Stadium. When the Dog Pound barks, it goes crazy. But, Sarah, we got to talk about another animal. Why? Because this week's game's on Fox. Yeah, not on CBS. It's on Fox. I have a question for you. Yeah, what does the fox say? Who cares? What does the dog say? It barks, yeah, like Barkevious Mingo, huh? Yeah.
That's right. Barkevious Mingo had a fumble recovery that helped stave off any sort of Raider comeback.
Not happening, Raiders, no.
So we know he's good under pressure. So how did the man with the most memorable name on the Browns fare in our Browns Blitz hot seat? Check it out.
The best thing about football would have to be the contact. This is a game where you can legally hit somebody as hard as you want. And call me crazy, but that's fun.
Mingo is right in the kisser of Derek Carr.
My favorite superhero growing up was Superman, America's hero. He could fly, he could run fast, he could do everything. If there was a movie about my life, I would be played by The Rock. He's known for doing action movies, blowing up stuff, kind of similar in build. My favorite TV show would have to be Game of Thrones. Waiting on the next season to come, can't come fast enough. The most famous people I ever met nowadays, I would consider Duck Dynasty. My favorite Halloween costume growing up was 1 year I was a Power Ranger, and we got to wear the costumes for school. So I mean, I wore it for the whole day. Then went trick or treated that night. So that was definitely a favorite.
I don't know, Nathan. For some reason, I can't imagine Mingo as a little kid until I hear that people call him Kiki. Then I completely imagine little Kiki running around as a Power Ranger.
Ooh, I don't know if that's very macho, but the way he plays most certainly is. Now, speaking of a macho man, you're wearing his jersey right now. Andrew Hawkins. Yeah, baby Hawk. Quickly becoming a fan favorite, and his ability to make the big plays. Yeah, on pace for over 1,000 yards this season. We talked to Hawk about what it felt like to score his first touchdown with the Browns, yeah.
It's awesome. No, it's honest, and I'm being 100% honest, there's not many feelings throughout my life that are better than a touchdown. I mean, I can't really describe it. I try to tell my friends and family that don't play football, I'm like, that feeling, that rush of adrenaline, you know, it's kind of like the same thing. It's a big payoff for all the work you put in. So it really is an awesome feeling.
Let the macho man be the first to tell you, yeah, winning and scoring never gets old. So I hope Hawk gets that feeling over and over, yeah, this season.
That's right. We'll be right back with more ICB.
Stay tuned for the Browns Giving 10.
It was so much fun seeing the kids today. Every single one of them had a huge smile on their face.
Fans of the Week with a story for Show and Tell.
There you go.
And our junior reporter takes on Taylor Gabriel.
What's your favorite food?
My favorite food.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. Yeah, this season the Browns have been more committed than ever to volunteering their time in the community. Yeah.
That's right. And I donned my Hawkins costume and took a trip to Rainbow Babies and Children's Hospital.
Good egg, yeah.
With the players for a special Halloween visit that the patients will never forget.
All right, turn down the football.
watch last weekend's game?
It was so much fun seeing the kids today. Every single one of them had a huge smile on their face. And it was really, really cool being able to dress up with them and play around and have some fun.
Third and 10.
It's really fun just to be able to brighten up their day. I know that they're having fun and we're out here having fun. So it's just a cool environment to help them kind of forget about everything that's going on.
And just with joy and happiness. I mean, that's what life is about, you know. We all have our ups and downs, but anytime you can put a smile on a kid's face and make them feel good about themselves, that's, we've done enough as football players.
If you could leave them with one positive thought today, what would that be?
Stay positive. You know, everyone goes through struggles in life, but if you're positive and you just make the most of every moment, you're going to do great.
I love supporting the Cleveland community because they support us on Sundays and they make it fun for us to do our job. So if we can come out on our off day and spread some cheer and then just kind of hang out with kids or, you know, whatever it is that we're doing that Tuesday, it's, you know, it's fun. I love doing it.
It means a lot, you know, just to come here and brighten up the kids' days in the house pillar and, you know, give them the Halloween spirit, get them to the Halloween season and just have a good time with them and bring joy to them.
It was so awesome to be able to brighten the day for those kids. University Hospitals did a fantastic job making sure the kids didn't feel like they were missing out on any of the Halloween fun.
That can even warm the heart and bring a tear to the eye of a macho man, yeah. Now, sir, I gotta say, you got a big heart and you're looking a little too comfortable, though, in this jersey. I think Hawk's gonna want it back. Yeah, the equipment department, they're gonna want it back. They got a game on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, I know, they may want it back, but no promises. I'm really liking this. They may not be getting it back.
Nobody's getting this, Ricky Steamboat. You're not getting my Intercontinental title, though, yeah.
He's crazy about this. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for our very athletic fans of the week.
There you go. Good job.
And our junior reporter digs deep with rookie Taylor Gabriel.
Are you scared of anything?
Oh, man.
Welcome back to ICB. This week, our fans of the week are two boys that got one very big surprise when their dad won them a game of catch with Brian Hoyer from the Radiothon auction.
Hi, I'm AJ, and it's my little brother, Ponch. We won this event, my dad won this event for the Browns Foundation on the radio show, and very, very happy that he did. I did have school. He took us out of school. He told us as soon as we got in the car.
You guys play football?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. All right, well, let's start off and we'll just play catch. So let's make a triangle. This is how we warm up when we have three quarterbacks.
Well, I like Brian because he's like a family kind of guy, and he's nice to everybody and a good team player. He's hardworking. I like Brian about that.
Are you excited to go to Ignatius?
Yes.
Did you go on a visit?
I haven't done my visit yet.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you to drop back. You're going to take a five-step drop, one, two, three, four, five, and then I'm going to be you, and you're going to tell me to shuffle. So you tell me to shuffle this way. I'm going to shuffle with you. I'm going to shuffle with you this way. Step up. Back up, and then when I clap my hands and point, you'll roll out, and I'll roll out with you, and you can throw me the ball.
All right, set, hut.
All right, step up, back, this way, step up. There you go. Good throw.
My favorite part about today was when we played one-on-one, and, well, he was, like, nice.
Nice,
like,
good job.
Even if he threw the ball over and I didn't catch it. He was like, good try, good job.
I enjoyed that a lot. I enjoyed it because my dad can't throw the ball like Brian does, so.
We learn a lot.
Once your elbow gets below your shoulder, all that stress goes right to your elbows.
What was the thing you were most surprised about today?
Probably how tall Brian was. Didn't think he was that tall.
Yeah, I thought he would be like smaller.
So would you say that you have the best dad ever?
If Brian was my dad. No, my dad. My dad, really good. He's the best.
Now that's called making a memory.
No doubt about it. Yeah, looks like maybe we have a future Mega Powers team on our hands. Yeah. And that's definitely worth taking a day off from school. And this week's junior reporter took time off from algebra. Good idea. Yeah, you don't need that to be a macho man to warm us up on a little broadcasting 101.
If you could have lunch with any historical figure, who would it be and why?
I would say George Washington. I mean, the first president. I mean, who wouldn't want to sit with him?
What's your favorite food?
My favorite food? I'm a everything guy. I can go pizza. I can go spaghetti, nachos. So I'm a little bit of everything.
What's your favorite cartoon?
My favorite cartoon? Don't laugh at me, but every morning I would watch Sailor Moon. It was like three little girls, and they all was like different colors and different moons, but I just felt like that was a good luck cartoon before I went to go play football.
What age did you start playing football?
I would say before I was born, man. I had a football in my hand when I was in my mom's stomach, so I've been playing football for my whole life, so.
If you could be a different position, what would it be and why?
A different position? I would say quarterback. Why? Because quarterback, they get all the fame.
Are you scared of anything?
Oh, man. I've never told anybody this, but I get freaked out about spiders. One time I jumped, like, behind my mom, and she had to squish the spider. So I'm scared of spiders. I'd rather let my girlfriend crush a spider before I crush it.
Whoa, he doesn't like spiders. How about you?
I'll let you out on a little secret, but just consider me macho anyway. I don't like spiders. No, don't watch Arachnophobia, scary movie. Yeah. Well, folks, just a reminder, this week's game is on Fox. Yeah, and I want to thank you for joining me, the Macho Man Randy Savage, and her, Sarah Carnes, a.k.a. Baby Hawk, for another edition of ICB. Have a fun Halloween. Yeah, all treats, no tricks. We'll see you next week. Yeah. You can hold the title now. Yeah, you've earned it. Yeah.